Welcome to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, a real estate investment program. Listen and learn how to use real estate to build wealth and passive income streams for you and your family. We bring you experts every day to discuss and answer your questions on everything from single-family homes all the way up to 600-plus unit apartment complexes. And now, the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Welcome to the show. My name is Al Gordon, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom. And as usual, I have a stat to throw out for you. Oh, by the way, welcome to the show. 22.94 trillion dollars. Yeah, $22.94 trillion. That is the value of the United States economy. Yeah, when you take the value of the United States and everything that makes up the value, $22.94 trillion. The next country that's closest to us is China. Yeah, with all the slave labor and stuff. Yeah, I believe that happens over there. I really do. $16.86 trillion. That's their economy. Those are the two biggest economies in the world. Yeah, those, I mean, United States and China, I mean, together, we represent, holy smokes, that's like what, $38, $39 trillion worth of value as far as the GDP, gross domestic product. So what is that GDP? Why do we care? Why do we really care? Well, it's a measurement. It is a measurement of valuation. It determines, similar to how a barometer would operate, it gives you an indication of a country's economic health. Because what it does is it measures the total market value of all final goods and services produced in a country in any given year. So everything that we made or produced in the United States in 2021 gets lumped up into this number. And man, China and the United States are making up literally about 42% of the global GDP. That's pretty huge. That's really huge. You probably wonder, okay, so who's number three? Well, I think that works out to be, based on the model I'm looking at, Japan at 5.1 trillion, followed by Germany at about 4.23 trillion. And then I think, you know, maybe it's the UK at 3.11 trillion. So why does this matter? Why do we really care what the United States economy is doing? Well, let's just be simple about it. The health of the economy directly impacts you, and it impacts me. When the economy's not doing well, things in the world, things in the country, things in your local neighborhood don't necessarily run as smoothly as they should. Now, I'm going to take you all the way back to the 1970s, and I realize some of you were not even born in the 1970s. I get that. I totally get that. But during the 1970s, I was alive. I was very young. I think it was like, I don't know, I was young, real young, like elementary school young. But I still remember the economic strain that went on in the 1970s and how it depressed the economy and how it made it more difficult to procure goods and services because we were dealing with something called inflation back then. I mean, interest rates back then were double digits. Yeah, I mean, people were buying houses and paying like 18% amortized interest back in the 70s. That's kind of the way it rolled back then. Now, over time, things changed with the economy, and the economy became better. The economy recovered, became stronger. And over time, the United States has done a pretty good job, at least during my lifetime, of representing with a proportionality of GDP. We've always been if not the leader, we've always been in the top three. I mean, that's pretty much the way this country rolls. We produce a lot of things that the world uses, and we acquire resources from other parts of the world, like China, in order for us to create those goods and services that we all consume. Yeah, it is a consumer economy. And even with the pandemic, the economy still did very, very well. If you recall yesterday's show, I was talking about all the different states and how since the beginning of the pandemic, actually even prior to the pandemic, literally January of 2020, we saw appreciation. And not just any kind of appreciation, not just normal appreciation. We saw better than normal appreciation in a period in our country where everybody was pretty much locked down except for the people that were essential, right? And I mean, we had places like Montana, 57% appreciation rate. Yeah, who saw that coming? Well, I tell you, some people did see that coming. And they bought property in Montana, and they got the benefit of the appreciation. Now, maybe some of those people got lucky, but I think some of those people may have done their homework. Yeah, I truly believe that success is not a matter of luck. No, success is a matter of deliberate action, deliberate planning, doing things that will set you apart from your competition. And believe it or not, when it comes to real estate investing, you need to make sure that you are beating the competition. Yeah, I said it. You have to do better than your competitors do. Now, that doesn't mean you go out and you overimprove properties. No, that doesn't mean you do that. But what it does mean is you figure out what your customer is looking for. Yeah, your customer. See, when you get into real estate investing, what you're offering to the general public is clean, functional workforce housing. Because there are a lot of people in our economy that are willing to rent that as opposed to buy it. And there's a lot of reasons why they want to do that. And I'll tell you what, when you've got the best thing on the market, you win hands down. We come back from the break. We're going to get back into this GDP discussion. Stick around.
Del Wamsley on the economy and politics.
What happens if the economy turns around and goes back down now the Democrats are in power, or inflation becomes rampant and all of a sudden it becomes very difficult to do business? I was listening to an economist the other day, and he pulled out this chart of GDP. He said, look, here's what I want you to do. He said, tell me anywhere from 1950 to 2021 where the Democrats took power and where the Republicans took power. He said, point it out for me. And the truth of the matter is you can't tell.
If you're sitting on the sidelines waiting to see what the politicians are going to do, or waiting to see what the economy's going to do, if you're trying to predict the future, stop. Politicians and the economy have no bearing on your success or failure. Only you do. Register for the next live online free workshop. We'll unfold the map to retirement in 5 years or less, regardless of what's going on in the world. It's the same proven strategies we've been using for 30 years through every political party and economic cycle you can think of. Register at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Now, let's get back to your map to financial freedom.
Welcome back to the show. All right, I got an email from Brian. He's a fellow Lifestyles Unlimited member. He's actually a guy that buys apartment communities, and he syndicates those apartment communities to other Lifestyles Unlimited members, guys like me. That's primarily how I do my investing, is investing my hard-earned money with guys like Brian that go out and do the heavy lifting and give me the results I'm looking for. And the reason I'm bringing up Brian is I just want to give you a result. Yeah, I just want to give you a result, because I could talk till I'm blue in the face, but if I give you tangible information that you can use, that you can synthesize in your brain, and it makes an impression upon you so that you start doing things maybe a little bit differently than what you're doing now. I'm totally serious about that. This is the beginning of a brand new year. I will tell you, 3 years ago, you could have become a member of Lifestyles Unlimited. You could have gotten yourself educated. You could have gotten yourself invested correctly into real estate, and you could have received some outstanding returns. And even though there was fear and panic during the pandemic, especially with the eviction moratoriums going on, what we found in our community, because we were providing the best possible living experience at the price point, and now here's key, and we operate our properties correctly. In other words, we do the things that need to be done to take care of those properties so that our residents have a great living experience. And now here's the big and. We screen our customers correctly. Yeah, this is a big difference maker in maybe what you're doing and what I do. See, I have very rigid screening criteria. I will not let just anybody rent my property. They have to have certain qualifications in order to rent my property. That's just the way I roll. If you don't meet the qualifications, I'm sorry, you're denied. Good luck finding the place you're going to live. Now, I follow all fair housing laws. All of them. Every single one of them. And it's pretty easy to follow, because the stuff that I'm looking for is I'm looking for people that have excellent backgrounds. They don't have credit problems. They don't have financial problems. They don't have issues in their lives that are going to prevent them from coming up with the rent every month. I'm looking for people that, to be honest with you, would have qualified as essential workers during the pandemic, because ironically, most of my residents were essential workers. They kept going to work. And even if they weren't essential workers, they were employed in jobs where they were able to keep working. They weren't necessarily unemployed, and they didn't have to go on unemployment. Now, I'll be honest and fair. I did have some residents that experienced unemployment, but I never had a problem with them making their rent payments on time. Because when you choose the right people to rent to and you treat everybody equally and fairly, you get the best people in the marketplace to be your customers. Yeah, this is a good thing. So when Brian sent me this email, what he was telling me was, hey, Al, wanted to let you know I sold one of my apartments. And I was like, sweet, sweet. What did you do? So he just basically sent me all the data. So here's the point I want to make. 3 years ago, Brian had an opportunity to buy an apartment community. And the apartment community was made available to him for a price point of $22,650,000. Yeah, you heard me correctly. He paid over $22 million for this property. Now, this property, it was problematic. Yeah, it had all kinds of issues. I don't know who Brian bought this property from, but whoever it was, they kind of let this thing go. It was kind of a slum property. At least that's kind of the way it was being operated. And so when Brian had an opportunity to buy this thing, when the current sellers 3 years ago were like, okay, that's it, we're out, we're going to do something else, and Brian had the chance to buy this, he said, yeah, you know what? I'm going to buy this thing. I will pay you $22,650,000 for this particular property. And I'm going to be super happy about the fact that I bought it. And I'm really happy that it's got a lot of problems, because one of the things I know about Brian is he's a problem solver. He is a problem solver. And here's the other thing I know about Brian. He is not only a sophisticated, but an accredited real estate investor. He knows exactly what he's doing. He's got an outstanding mentor that he works with that provides him guidance whenever he needs it. And he's built an outstanding team of people all around him that take care of the day-to-day business so that he doesn't have to do the day-to-day business. But that's not the really cool stuff about this apartment that he bought 3 years ago. Here's the cool thing about it. He sold it. He did. He sold it. It closed escrow at the end of 2021, a couple days before Christmas. And you know what he sold it for? $31,500,000. Yeah, $31,500,000. So what does that work out to be? That's like almost a $9 million increase in the appreciation. A $9 million increase in value. Now, here's the thing. He didn't make $9 million for himself or his investors. Let's just be very clear about that. Because he had to take some of the capital that he raised and he had to put it to work improving the property, fixing existing conditions that were not up to quality standards for living. Let's just put it that way. Okay. So, you know, bad roofs, they had to be replaced. Bad paint job needs to be replaced, right? You got to repaint, right? You know, you go into the units, you start looking at all the units, you start realizing that these units are in bad shape. They need to be upgraded. They need to be brought to current standards. And that's exactly what Brian did with this property. I mean, he literally went through this property unit by unit by unit, improving the property. And then while he was doing that, he was also finding great people to rent units at this apartment community. So at the end of a 3-year period, you're probably wondering, well, what was the return, right? I mean, what did Brian do? Okay. Well, he sent me that information. So check this out. So let's say, arbitrarily, let's just say you invested $100,000 with Brian 3 years ago. You say, here's $100,000. I'm going to just fill out your subscription agreement, and I'm in. Let's do this. What do you think he did with returns for your $100,000 over a 3-year period? Well, I'll tell you this. He did some wonderful things with it. He did things better than what the stock market could have done for you. And when we come back from the break, I'm going to break these returns down. Stick around.
Your challenge is that you don't believe you can be rich, is that you don't believe you can retire within 5 years. That's half of your challenge. And until you can come up with that belief system, until you can reconcile that in your mind, you won't be willing to take the steps necessary to get there. So you need to get in here and meet some people.
Join us for the next free workshop and meet the people at Lifestyles Unlimited that will share Del Walmsley's belief system and empower you to take the steps you need to be successful. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com.
Warning, listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show will change your life. We will teach you how to create wealth and passive income so you can be financially free. And now, back to your host.
Welcome back to the show. All right, we're covering a lot of things today. We've been talking about the GDP of America in comparison to the rest of the world. We've been talking about what my buddy Brian's been doing in Atlanta with a recent apartment community. As a matter of fact, I owe you some additional information because as we were going to break, I was getting ready to break down the rates of return for you, but the music started playing and you know what happens then, right? Yeah, you have to listen to commercials and wait for me to come back. But I'm back now. So Brian paid $22,650,000 for this particular property a little over 3 years ago. He actually bought it in October of 2018. Now, he wound up selling this property, and it closed escrow on December 13th. And he was able to produce an increase in value of about $9 million on this property. I mean, that's pretty significant when you really think about it. $9 million increase in value I mean, yeah, you heard me. A $9 million increase in value in 3 years. And you're probably wondering, okay, what did he do that's illegal? There's got to be something illegal there, right? Nope, nothing illegal, nothing illegal at all. As a matter of fact, all he did was what he was taught to do. Yeah, that's what we do at Lifestyles Unlimited. We don't buy properties for anybody. We don't have our members invest in properties that Lifestyles Unlimited buys. No, we're not that kind of company. We don't do that sort of stuff. I think that's inappropriate, to be honest with you. What we do is we teach people how to do this correctly. And Brian is literally just, I'll be honest with you, he's just one of our students. He's one of our members. He's one guy that came to us and said, you know what, man, I'll tell you what, I'm tired of this corporate America thing. I'm tired of slaving 40, 50, 60, 70 hours a week doing somebody else's bidding, making money for them. I want to start doing this for myself. Yeah, that was Brian's mindset. So he came to Lifestyles Unlimited so that we could teach him how to do what he's currently doing now. So let's get into these returns that he got on this apartment community, because I think this is what's important for you to hear. Keep in mind, in the three-year period that he owned this apartment community, two-thirds of it, he owned it during coronavirus. Yeah, yeah, and it's still out there, right? It is still out there. Now, it's in the Omicron variant, right? But it's still out there. It's still affecting our lives. But Brian made an incredible return for not only himself, but for his partners in the deal. So think about it. 79% return on investment. Yeah, you heard me correctly. A 79% return on investment in 3 years. So what does that mean? Okay, so what it means is if you had given Brian $100,000 3 years ago, when he sold this property and it closed escrow, the first thing that he did was he gave you $100,000 back. Now, another thing that this property did over the 3 years that he owned it was this property paid quarterly distributions. Now, it didn't pay quarterly distributions initially. It took some time for Brian to get this property rehabbed, so to speak, and get it to a point where it could start paying distributions. And it did. Now, Brian thought that he could probably eke out about a 14% cash on cash return annually. That's kind of what he was focusing on. What he achieved was a 26% cash on cash return. Yeah, you heard me correctly, a 26% cash on cash return. So over time, while your $100,000 was sitting in that property, he paid you almost $13,000 in cash flow. Yeah, $13,000 in cash flow. And your portion of the distribution, which is also called a capital gain, $66,428. Yeah, this is pretty cool stuff. So at the end of 3 years, essentially, you've got about $179,000. You took $100,000. You didn't do much. You just decided to invest with Brian. Brian said, come on board, man. As long as the deal makes sense for you, it totally makes sense for me. And you did. And over a three-year period, you read some financial reports that Brian sent you. You cashed the checks that he sent to you. And at the end of 3 years, you're out of the investment, but you have a 79% total return on your investment. It's not too bad. It's really not that bad. Now you think about it. What is a 79% return on investment if you annualize it? We got to annualize this because we got to figure out what's he really making, or what are you potentially really making? Okay, it works out to about 26.333333333. You know where that goes, right? Okay, so a little over 26% return every year is what you're getting. Oh, by the way, I made a mistake. I told you were getting a 26% return cash on cash. That was incorrect. It was actually about a 13% cash on cash is what I meant to say. And I got the cash on cash number a little bit misconstrued with the internal rate of return, which works out to be about 26%. So 26% return on investment over a three-year period. Now you're thinking, well, the stock market's been doing really well. As a matter of fact, I think the stock market's been doing kind of similar to that. Well, maybe the stock market has, and maybe the stock market hasn't. Maybe you've been able to get 26% return in the stock market. But here's the thing. Where's your money? It's still in the stock market. Chances are you may be getting 26%, but it's in one of those retirement accounts. Yeah, you don't have the ability to touch that money and do with it what you want. You can only invest it ways that are permissible based on what the government tells you to do. You understand this, right? Yeah, you're not allowed to touch that money. So the $13,000 that Brian would have paid you in cash flow, yeah, all that money would go into that retirement account. You're not allowed to spend that. You're not allowed to live off of that. You're not allowed to do anything with that. Yeah, that's just the way it rolls. So a 26% return. Now, here's the other thing that you may not be thinking about, but ironically, that cash flow portion is probably insulated from taxation. In other words, you're going to get a K-1 from Brian every year. And part of what you're going to get is a passive loss on the property because you're going to take depreciation. So all those passive losses, believe it or not, they do pass on to you. Yes, you do get these things. So your tax liability on the cash flow probably would have been close to zero, if not zero. And the capital gains taxes, now here's the beautiful thing. Because you're a long-term investor, you're only subject to capital gains taxes as an investor. You're not subject to self-employment taxes. Now, why do I bring up self-employment taxes? Well, see, there are people out there that think real estate investing is doing certain things that are considered short-term holds. Yeah, so flipping, that's the first thing that comes to mind to me. That's when somebody goes out and does similar to what we do as real estate investors, but instead of holding the property and offering it for rent, they sell the property, and any piece of real estate that you hold for a year or less is considered a short-term hold. And the IRS says, okay, if you're going to do that, you're now self-employed, and you get to pay an extra 15.3% self-employed taxes. More on this when we come back.
You can't be financially free if you're psychologically imprisoned by disabling belief systems.
Are you ready to break free from your disabling belief systems about money, real estate, retirement, and financial freedom? Then join us for Lifestyles Unlimited's live online free workshop. Learn the belief system that thousands of people like you have used to break free from corporate America and create the lives they have always wanted. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedFreeWorkshop.com.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. It's time to turn up the volume and fine-tune your passive income plan so you can create the lifestyle you've always wanted.
Welcome back to the show. Now, I realize that some of you are struggling with this whole discussion of taxation. I mean, I hit you with a lot of tax information before the break, and you had to listen to those commercials, and now you're kind of like, okay, what did that guy really say? So let's break it down. Let's just be very clear. The IRS is very, very clear on what they consider an investor to be and what they consider an investor not to be. And it all has to do with time. It has to do with the holding time of an asset. Now, for all you guys that, you know, you're in the stock market, you're buying, selling stocks, things like that, you do understand that any stock that you sell that you don't hold for at least a year and a day, your capital gains rate is higher. You understand that, right? So if you hold that stock for a year and a day and you sell it, you're going to actually be the beneficiary of a lower capital gains rate. Last time I checked the tax code, that's how it all worked. Here's the other thing. When it comes to real estate, the IRS is very clear. They say that any real estate that you buy for investment purposes that you do not retain for at least a year and a day, you're self-employed for that particular asset. So anything that you do to transact that property, you're not only going to be taxed differently as far as the gains on the property. Yeah, you're going to be taxed differently. You also get to pay the self-employment taxes. So think about it. You're making good money, right? And you're probably paying a pretty decent percentage in taxes. That's what I'm guessing. So if you sold, let's say you flipped a house. Let's say you made $100,000 gross profit on that house. The IRS is going to say, okay, cool, dude. You're at the 25% tax rate. So we're gonna suck $25,000 out of your profit for short-term capital gains taxes. Yeah, it's really not even capital gains taxes because they don't even call it capital gains taxes. They just call it ordinary taxes. Yeah, you get to pay your ordinary tax rate. You don't get the reduced capital gains rate. And they say because you're operating in a self-employed business, they consider flipping a self-employed business, you're subject to Social Security and Medicare taxes. But because you're self-employed, you get to pay both sides. I mean, you're used to paying half of it. You're used to seeing your check and seeing 7.65% coming out. It's because your employer pays the other half. But now when you're self-employed, you get to pay 15.3%. So now we're going to take $15,300 away from that $100,000 in profit. So where are we at? We're like $40,000 that we've lost in taxes. There are states out there that charge state taxes. Yeah, there are states out there that charge state taxes. Now, I happen to live in one that does not. I live in Texas. But there are other states, like California and New York, they have state taxes. So if you live in those places, you get to pay whatever that state tax rate is. And I've seen some pretty significant rates on the state side. So let's just say it's another, 7% in state taxes. All right, so now you've just dropped another $7,000 into taxes. Now you're only at about a $53,000 profit. See where I'm going with this? And there are some of you that live in places that charge a local tax too. So not only you have the state and the federal, you also get a local tax, and maybe that's 3%. So what I'm getting at is when you do things on a short-term hold, you are paying a lot of your profit to the government, to the various government agencies that have the ability to tax your income. You're giving away a lot of it. And that's why we don't do that sort of stuff at Lifestyles Unlimited. The other thing that we believe in strongly is the fact that we are real estate investors. Yeah, we are real estate investors. Therefore, we understand that we're going to go in to buying assets and we're going to hold them for a year and a day because we go into buying these assets with a very specific purpose. We go into buying these assets with having a specific hold time for the assets because while we're holding these assets, unlike the stocks that you're investing in, these assets are throwing off monthly cash flow. And right there is the secret to you becoming retirement. You just heard it. I just told it to you. It probably blew right by you. Your 401k, your IRA, your whatever government retirement account, whatever, wherever you have your money, you do not have the same abilities that I have for investing my money and living off of the proceeds. Because all those retirement accounts, even if you invest out of them, all the money has to go back into them. Cash flow. Number one rule at Lifestyles Unlimited. Any asset you buy must cash flow. If it doesn't cash flow, then you're buying it for the wrong reasons. Because cash flow is what creates the passive income streams that you need in order to become retired like I am. Yeah, this is how it all works. When the money comes to you, instead of going into some retirement account for future use, once you have enough passive income coming in that you're retired. I mean, everybody has a number. You've got a number. I've got a number. And the number I'm talking about right now is the number that you need to sustain your household. And I'm serious about this. Start looking at your number. How much money do you really need? Do you really need to support your household? I'm not talking about all the fluff stuff. I'm not talking about, well, I got to go get that $100,000 BMW. I'm not talking about that stuff. I'm talking about, what does it take to put a roof over your head, clothes on your backs, food in your belly, a little bit of entertainment, and some miscellaneous expenses to include, like, you know, maybe vehicle costs and things like that. What is your real number? I would submit to you that the majority of you are spending way more money in your household every month than you really need to be. And if you actually sat down and whittled down, what are we spending money on? And why are we spending money on that stuff? And could we eliminate some of that stuff? You're going to get yourself to a more realistic number. And this is why I think it's so darn important. Let's say that realistic number is, I'm just going to pick a number out of the air. I'm not saying this is your realistic number. I'm just picking a number out of the air. $4,000. Let's say you could live reasonably comfortable on $4,000 a month. Check this out. 10 single family homes in the current marketplaces that we're in right now. Yeah, even with all this crazy appreciation, or a small, say 40, 50 unit apartment community has the ability to produce $4,000 a month in income. And because you're getting all the depreciation write-offs that come off of the property, you're not paying any taxes on that cash flow of $4,000. And here's the key. If you have assets producing $4,000 a month into your household, and it costs you $4,000 a month to live reasonably healthy and comfortably, when do you have to go back to work? Yeah, let's do that mental math. The answer is you don't. You're in control. You've just created something in your life that is going to be a game changer going forward. Yeah, trust me, because when you get to those 10 single family houses or a small 40, 50 unit apartment community and you retire yourself, you're not done. I mean, you could be. It's totally fine. If you want to be done, it's okay to be done. But why not get another one? Why not double your assets? Because you could trade 10 houses in for 20. You could trade 140 or 50 unit apartment community in for, say, two of them, or maybe 100 unit apartment community. And this doubling effect is going to double your cash flows. And it doesn't take 5, 10, 15 years to do it. You can get it done reasonably quick. Look, there's a lot we need to teach you. What you need to do right now is go to lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com, sign up for one of our free workshops. We will give you the information on how we do business, because we care.
Del Walmsley on how to live the lifestyle.
Whether you believe that being wealthy has to do with producing results or not, you have to realize that all money comes from servicing other people. It's either producing an asset for them, producing a product for them, or giving them a service, providing service. That's the only reason somebody would pay you. That's the only way you earn money, is people give it to you, other than governmental taxes.
taxation of some form. But if you go back to the rich people that are billionaires, they've found out how to give people more benefit. So you say, why does a football player get paid $40 million a year? Well, because on any given Sunday, you've got 20 million people watching that game.
Thank you for listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. Join us next time. And until then, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
Information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.